Three of the large departments in the federal government are spending too much on information technology, so they're trying to reduce the number of duplicative or redundant systems. The Defense Department has developed a three-pronged approach to examine new IT projects. Terry Takei is the DOD Chief Information Officer. She says the Investment Review Board, the acquisition process, and the Defense Business Systems Management Committee will all play a larger role starting next year examining existing IT spending. Takei told the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Friday these processes and others will help DOD continue to reduce overlapping systems.
The Army acquisition domain has reduced the number of IT systems within that portfolio by 41% from 2006. The Logistics Modernization Program has sunset all 42 instances of the Army's standard depot system. Additionally, they have sunset all but one instance of the Commodity Control Standard System, a system comprised of 460 applications. The Navy has reduced by 50% the number of applications across 21 functional areas since 2003. And since 2008, the Navy has eliminated over 400 legacy networks. The Marine Corps has reduced its applications by approximately 30% just over the last year and a half. Air Force Material Command Headquarters has organized a Tiger Team committed to finding software application duplication and outdated systems that can be terminated with acceptable risk.
Takei says DOD is also reviewing 8 logistics systems to figure out how to best consolidate them. The Energy and Homeland Security Departments also revamping their governance processes to deal with duplication. The CIOs for each of the agencies tell House lawmakers part of the challenge is decentralized approach to IT procurement and budgeting. Richard Spires is the CIO at DHS. He says there are systems he'd like to expand across the agency, but contracting language prevents him from doing so.
We are also working on standard contract language now that covers exactly what you suggested. I'm amazed. I walk in here and there's a number of these issues where I say we'd love to leverage this capability we have in one component in DHS and another, and we can't because the contract does not allow us. And so we're forced back into these, you know, having to go out and full on open competition, when if it was set up right in the first place, we could do exactly what you suggested. So we're putting standard contract language in. When we go out with these procurements, it can be least leveraged DHS-wide. And in fact, we're working in the Federal CIO Council with OMB. Can we come up with standard language that allows us to even issue contracts that could be leveraged by other agencies as well? So we are taking that issue on.
Homeland Security is also trying to improve acquisition by having a special group of contracting officers work with IT procurements. Agency's Chief Acquisition Officer Nick Nyack has placed contracting people in the IT office to understand and get used to working on technology acquisitions. The CIOs credited the IT dashboard created by the Office of Management and Budget for helping focus on this duplication issue. The Government Accountability Office issued its latest report at the hearing on the effectiveness of the dashboard. GAO's David Powner says Energy, Homeland Security, and Defense have all taken actions to address duplication, and they seem to be working. DOD's Takei says the dashboard provides the CIO with several important benefits beyond the tracking and oversight of IT projects.
The visibility and transparency is important, not only for us as CIOs, but actually what we would view as more important is the visibility to the business process owners and the business process changes that really have to happen for any IT implementation to be successful. The success of these large-scale business systems are really more around, can we change the processes and can we actually make the business changes that we need than necessarily just being dictated by the dynamics of the technology implementation. And the dashboard really brings the opportunity for us to have the dialogue at a much different level than if it were just delegated to being a technology discussion.
GAO has given several recommendations for these three agencies to further reduce duplicative systems, including correcting how they categorize IT investments. And we have a link to the report online, federalnewsradio.com.
And by the way, that report said, looking at those three departments, they didn't find any duplicative projects at DHS. The GAO did not. But they found 37 of them between DOD and Energy. 31 of them were at DOD, and 6 of them were at Energy. It says DHS probably has some, but they didn't find them because they only looked at 20% of all three departments' IT projects. If they looked at 100% of them, who knows how many duplications they would find.